Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
Is anyone dating you now that your hair is so much nicer?
No, there's no dating.
Has anyone tried to date you now that your hair is so much nicer?
No dating.
What happened to that lady that there was like a chemistry?
What, the postie that would walk by with her dog?
Postie? What's she talking about? What's a postie? A postwoman?
A postwoman.
You have an affair with a postwoman?
No, but I had a crush on one. She'd walk her dog by the studio window every day, and I would just stare out at her.
And then what happened?
I don't know, nothing.
Why didn't...
Because I was going to go out and pretend that I lost something outside and to be able to strike up a conversation,
and then
but it
what
just
happened?
Seems so fake. So one time...
Well, why didn't you just... Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, what am I going to do? Hey. Oh, hey there. I've been staring at you. Would you, you know...
I would just be like, first of all, are you gay? No, say homo. They love that.
No,
gay people love when
you
use that
know.
Word.
I have gaydar. I know you know, I know, I know.
So she's
know.
A homo.
She would be a lesbian, yes.
Okay, so go up and say, hello, fellow homo.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that's going to work real well.
No, just...
Hello, fellow homo.
I'm Janice. I'm famous in these parts.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, right, Jake? Yeah.
No, that works for me every time.
No, it has to happen organically.
If she's a homo, I bet she listens to this show.
No, I'm telling you...
Actually, mostly straight people listen to this show.
It has to happen organically. It has to happen like... You know, I'm just,
are you
I'm
a post office lady in Vancouver with a dog?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Do you walk by Roundhouse Radio
oh my God.
On the every single day delivering mail?
No,
if you do,
mail,
McManus
she...
has a new haircut and she's looking good. Are you single and sexy?
No.
Email our podcast at jillianpodcast@gmail.com and make yourself known.
Things have to happen organically. It's like, oh, I'm out like maybe.
I bet I hear from her.
Picking up something in the street. I pretended I was fixing the sign one time. There's
you
a sign.
And leave a trail of dog kibble to the studio door.
You oh, pretended you were fixing a street sign?
Not a street sign. There was a sign I was pretending I was fixing it, and she just walked right by.
Like hard hat and neon vest?
No, just...
Maybe she thought you were a criminal.
Maybe, possibly.
Because, yeah, I think only criminals work on street
signs. I don't know.
Or
know.
Not a criminal, but like, what's that? You know, Caltrans, like
trustee.
Community service. Yeah, you know, like you...
I didn't have a vest on.
Yeah, but maybe you, like, took it off. Yeah, because I don't really work on signs outside. Oh, like you were a construction worker working
no,
on a building
just
sign?
Just a person.
The mattress
just
sign where you spin it around no. and flip it in the air?
Oh, wow. That? Is that what you were doing?
No, there was a sign, and I just pretended I was adjusting it. And I thought, if I just stand here and be adjusting it as she was walking by, I thought maybe we could strike up. But as I was standing there adjusting it, she moved to the other side of the street. And I was just like, oh, okay, this isn't going well. So there.
Oh, that's wow. What did you smell?
No, I don't
smell. Had your hair been cut?
Always, no.
Oh, I think that's the problem.
I
think because your hair hadn't been cut.
I always smell what do you call it? Peppermint.
Peppermint? Why peppermint?
I don't know. It makes me feel minty, minty fresh. Why? What do you wear?
I don't wear perfume because it's bad for you. So like but I always like oil my skin and I have different oils. Like
yeah, that's
I use actually
oil.
Use some of that Kopari. They send me all that stuff. I love that stuff. Our sponsor.
Yeah,
I actually use a lot of their stuff. And then sometimes I have like natural lavender oil or Heidi will make me some stuff from the farm. Like. She'll do, she's such a nutbag.
Eau de horse?
No,
biscuits?
Chamomile or lavender. Oh. She'll take lavender and chamomile and make like little infused oils. I have to use them because she, what is that?
She made them?
This is toothache plant.
Toothache plant.
So it makes you salivate and it numbs your mouth and stuff and people make a lot of tea and tinctures out of it.
It's the dope. It's a dope seed.
No, it's
my
not.
My brother literally was like, I got a seed for Heidi. I'm like, what do you want her to do? Start growing for you? We're not Pablo Escobar.
You're not going to be Pablo.
But he's like, it's legal. You're allowed to have six plants. I'm like, Greg, yeah. I'm Jillian Michaels.
You're allowed
Pablo
to just
Escobar.
Have it grow it? What is it? No. What is it in the state of California now?
You could do six.
Six plants.
But it has to be out. No, it has to be indoors. Sorry.
Yeah,
it
has to be a certain height, right? You can't grow like.
Well, because
no.
That for Heidi's birthday, I'm giving her a greenhouse, which has taken me a year dealing with the city of Malibu, a prefab greenhouse.
That's
still not
awesome.
There. And he's like, oh, but you're going to have the greenhouse. I'm like, Greg, I'm famous. Can't grow you marijuana. I'm famous, by the way, as a health expert. I'm not growing you marijuana.
Hey, you know what? You got to start getting into the.
That's a CBD oil, and I've looked into it, and none of it's conclusive. No.
Some people really
don't buy
it.
I don't think so. I have looked into
Canada.
It, and I tried it, by the way. They sell it at our supermarket, the Charlotte's Web or whatever.
If they're selling it at the supermarket, it's like 100% CBD.
No THC, no way.
Like
you never aired that segment. That's another segment you didn't air about how my brother almost killed me and all my friends at the Grove.
But you needed.
Where is that? Manis! You didn't use it.
No, I used part of it.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, because you've told the story before. That's
no,
why.
I haven't.
Yes, you have.
No, I have not.
Yes, you have.
What were we talking about?
We were talking about. What were we talking about?
About you trying CBD oil at your supermarket.
No, before that.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything. I thought it's like it was major anti-cancer, like whatever. And then Manis was fixing his street sign.
I started out wanting to tell a story about a child and his father. And then it got into me dating the postie and that I stink. And then you made natural oil. Heidi makes you natural oils using horse manure. And then it got into the greenhouse. And then it got into the pot. And then you became Pablo Escobar.
Right.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's 5-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours. and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's not forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype, from the support they give to their amazing shape. And best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows. Have you ever wondered?
Yes.
Why you get sick after a stressful period, not during, after?
I don't know. It just seems to be a psychological thing, but no, maybe it's not.
It's physiological.
Okay.
Yeah, I read this whole article about it, and I noticed it. And you know how it's like, oh God, yeah, oh man, the minute it slows down, bam, you get hit with a ton of bricks. And it's because when you're going through stress, you're in that survival mode. So like your adrenaline is up, your cortisol's up, and your body physiologically is in like hardcore go mode. Mm-hmm. But then when it all sort of slows down, you crash and you're depleted. Everything kind of is, you know, when you're dumping all that adrenaline, the cortisol, and then when it stops, it's like you're at a deficit and you're just sick.
That's why you always get sick on a holiday.
Yes, Manus.
Yeah, you always do.
Yes.
Not always, but a lot of people do.
But you can't. So it's like, I was like, well, that's great. Now what do you do with that information? You know,
stay stressed forever.
But then you do long-term damage, like gastrointestinal issues, and you do, you know, heart disease, long-term damage. But, you can't. So stress is the number one killer, man. It's also the number one thing that ages you. Stress, it really is the number one killer. So what do you do with that? Like, I was fighting with the Chosen One, because Dr. Van Hurley said, did you hear this? His cholesterol was up. You were there,
I know,
right?
I was right there.
Yep, his cholesterol was up, the Chosen One. And he's like, oh, I'm not eating, because I went to give him eggs from the farm. And he's like, I'm not eating eggs, you know, my cholesterol was up. And I was like, no. I'm like, these are organic, like cage-free eggs. The cholesterol in these eggs is all HDL, like high density, good for you. That is not what's driving up your bad cholesterol. And it's amazing how he literally had no idea. Smoking, number one on the list, right? Then trans fats. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, he's like, well, you know, I have like peanut butter. And I was like, what kind of peanut butter? He's like, well, Jif. And I pulled it up and it says fully hydrogenated oils. And I was like, sweetie, it's filled with trans fat. You don't want to take my eggs? You're eating. And it's like, he didn't know. And stress, cigarettes, stress, trans fats. So, okay, the cigarettes you can quit, the trans fats you can get rid of, but the stress, that's where the exercise and the clean eating comes in. It helps to manage oxidative stress. That's why exercise and clean food are the number one thing that you can do for anti-aging and immunity. It helps to counteract the physiological and psychological effects of constant stress. Because I don't know how you make your life less stressful. I really don't.
No, because you can't take anything. I mean, you can say, I like to take this out of my life, but
you can't.
Yeah.
Parents, kids. I mean, you can't. What are you going to do? Live on an island? I mean, what do you do? Like, I look at the things I've dealt with in the last month and like, one issue was my brother. One issue was my mother. One issue was the neighbor. You know, it's like, it's not that they're my brother's giving me a hard time, but like he went through this horrible breakup, and then it's like we're trying to deal with that, and then, you know, my mom and the cat, as you know, and then it's like, okay, you know, we have this psychotic neighbor who's driving us crazy. Like, what do? Not have neighbors? What do? Not have family? What do? Not have to pay bills? Not go to work? It's not an option. Meditation. Sure, okay. Who meditates in this room? Right. Yeah. You don't, Manus?
I can't quiet my head enough.
Manus.
Yeah. I feel like anytime I've tried to meditate, I get just that 1 second of quiet, and I'm like, I have so many more things I need to do right now that's not this.
Should we try a meditation right now?
We could. I don't know how interesting it would be for our
1 minute of silence. Never let me do 1 minute of silence.
Yeah.
Have you seen?
Why don't we try it?
No.
There's
Come
a
on.
Website.
No. Sit in the uncomfortable space.
No.
Manus.
Let me see if I can. There's a website. Like, yeah. You can go to it, and yeah. It's like you have to do a whole 2 minutes of silence. And if you move your mouse, it starts the clock completely over. Like, it's crazy. It's so annoying, yeah. And it gives me anxiety. I don't like that site.
I saw something that said, honor the space between, like, all done and not there yet.
Yeah.
The hallway. The space between spaces.
I know.
Well, so I was going to say stress management. And it's easy to say take your vacations, but sometimes you don't have the money, and sometimes you can't leave work if you're living hand to mouth. And it's easy to say, oh, just meditate, but that's not easy. But what can you do? You can control how much you eat, for sure, without a doubt. You can control how much you move your body, mm-hmm. without a doubt. And those things, I think, oh, and sleep, man. I'm sorry, I don't want to hear it. Don't watch that show. Don't binge watch that third hour of blah, blah, blah. Go to bed. Yeah. I mean, if I can get 7 hours of sleep, anybody can. Anybody can. And my kids wake up at 6:30 in the morning. And I go, even if I go to bed at 11:30 at night, that's 7 hours.
Yeah.
Baloney. I work until 11:30. I might watch a show. 11. I don't even, sometimes 11. And if I'm up, that's 7 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
You can control that. You can control the exercise. Manus, let's do our, how about I walk you through a meditation? Can someone download me a Chime app?
I can't be the only millennial who, like, you know, has to Google almost everything because I've heard all of these rumors growing up. I didn't have internet for the most part. Anyway, so recently I ran across an article on one of my favorite websites. It's called I F***ing Love Science. You don't have to quack it because that's the title of
no,
the
you
website.
Have to quack it.
No, it's actually called I F***ing
Did
Love
you
Science.
Yeah. Did you just quack
you
it again?
You can stop saying it any time because every time you say it, I have to make a new edit.
And you did, so, right? You quacked it both times?
Yeah.
So. Can you not use a quack? Like, what about a like a sheep thing?
I've tried, but Bruce Paul loves the quacks. I've said goats. I've asked for monkeys.
Monkeys. I used to use the goat. The goat was good.
Goat's
good.
I like the goat a lot.
Yeah. Kind of Heidi would like the goat.
I feel like we need to switch it up.
Yeah. No, okay. I have tried.
Yes, Mike. Yes. That. Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
almost a baby one, too.
A baby goat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so back to my article. I saw it, and it was, here are some common sex myths that everyone really needs to stop believing. So I was like, how many of them do I still believe? You know, I'm in my
okay.
late 20s.
Sex myths. Okay.
Sex myths. Okay.
Oh, God.
A woman's vagina becomes loose if she's promiscuous.
Wow. That was a really hard one to start with. I wasn't expecting that.
Right, but do you think that's true or false?
False.
I wouldn't know.
Honestly, I would think it was true. Not promiscuous, but like has a lot of, you know what?
Actually, it is false.
It gets down a lot.
Yeah, but it's false because it continues to like contract. It will always.
Yeah, but then people.
I don't believe that.
I don't know. Yeah.
What about in my show Call the Midwife? They have to put a potato there.
You've got.
What?
Huh?
I watch Call the Midwife. It's a British show.
Call the Midwife. Okay.
It's from the
1950s. But isn't that to do with pregnancy?
They put a potato in your down there? Mm-hmm. No, I don't believe you.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's...
Mm-mm.
It was the old days.
That's a myth, too,
because
yeah,
you get loose.
Why would they put a potato there?
To stop anything from coming out.
What are you talking about?
It's all right. You go ahead, Nicole. I was shocked that was the one you started with. But
well, it was the first
You're
one
shocked?
On the list.
You just said something about a potato.
Why would you stick a potato in your hoo-ha?
It was a cork.
That's no, right. That's disgusting and also a myth. Hey, I'm going to Google that. What's your next
World
one?
World War II. You potato. Did what you could with what you got.
What's falling
private
out?
Private parts. Oh, good question.
I don't know, coins.
Potato private parts. Medical. No, no. Janice, that's not the truth.
Okay, moving on to female ejaculation.
What? Why? What? This is intense, man. Okay, what is this? What is the subject again?
It's like common like myths about sex.
Okay.
Okay, well, I mean, because there's always that common debate, or not common debate, but that always the debate, like, can a female ejaculate?
I think the answer to that's yes.
Yes, of course she can.
It is wrong.
No, oh, it's not true.
No, apparently, between 10 and 40% of women experience an involuntary emission of urine when they reach orgasm. So,
are you sure?
Why is it so clear?
It's just a spontaneous splash of pee.
Are you sure?
I'm reading it off of a website that says science in it.
Let's calm down.
Okay,
everybody.
The next one. big feet equals a big penis.
I'll have to say yes, true. That's true.
Janice?
True.
No.
Okay, is...
I say it's true.
False.
No, it's true.
The most common penis true. Belief is that different...
How would you know?
Okay, this is going to be too much information.
Oh, dear God.
But let's just put it this way.
Yeah.
Secret Agent Wiener Dogs, a.k.a. Master P, has a very large foot. Dude, that child, I'm not kidding. I mean, like, listen to me. It's shocking. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's shocking.
Okay, but are his feet, what
huge.
Was he, size 13 as a four-year-old? How old is he now? Four?
Watch this, okay? Don't worry. There's no pictures. No one needs to go to jail.
There better not be pictures.
No one needs to go to jail. But to corroborate my story.
Hello?
No, honey.
Yes.
What did the guy? No, what? Not the gynecologist.
Oh,
what did the pediatrician say about secret agent dogs?
What do you mean?
You know.
But why are you saying? Like, why are you putting this on a podcast? I feel like that's.
Did you know? Do you think it's true? He's four. He's never going to know we even discussed
it. Are you kidding? This stuff is cemented in the world forever. It goes out into the ether.
So, honey, besides, honey, everyone knows. I mean, it's like, what did the pediatrician say?
One said, wow, that's a healthy boy.
Right.
And one said, wow, that's shocking. She said, I know I've seen it before, but... I mean, wow.
Told you. Yeah. All right. Thank you. And Phoenix has good sized feet, right? He has good sized feet, right, honey?
Good sized feet, yeah.
See? Because we were reading a thing about myths, and it said, do men that have big feet, are they well endowed? And I said, yes. Janice said, how do you know? And I said, Secret Agent Dogs has big feet.
It's an old...
Well, I won't go there. Never mind.
Yeah. I don't blame you, Heidi. You
no, but
run away when you can, sister.
I'm telling you, it's shocking.
Well, wiener dog might be shocking, but if you want the actual answer, you won't know based off of his feet. They did a blind study of 15,500 men, different races, different countries, whatever. No correlation, feet and penis size.
Oh, well, okay. All I'm saying is Secret Agent has big feet.
Okay.
Janice, you know what? Don't act like you're upset. I have to live with it.
I'm just saying. It's
I have to
not
live
a bad
with
thing.
It.
It's a good thing.
No, honey. It's shocking. But tell her about the time that he peed at the hotel in Costa Rica. Yeah. Go on.
Well, This guy took him to go to the bathroom, and I guess he just whipped it out.
No, this guy did not take him. That is not what happened. We did not let a strange man take our son to go to the bathroom. That's
not.
So here's what happened. We were checking into the hotel. He was 2 and a half, and he had to pee. Mm-hmm. So he whipped out Mr. Wiener and started peeing into a planter while we were checking in. And you know that no one took him to the bathroom. And then the guy that was helping us check in, as I said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Because he went through this stage where he was just peeing everywhere. Like when he peed on Main Street at Disneyland, he went through a stage where he was peeing a lot. And the guy said, what'd he say, honey?
I think he said, wow, what a lucky boy or something like that.
All right. Love you. Yeah.
All right, bye.
Bye. Yeah, because I said, I said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I was like, bud, put Mr. Wiener away. He's like, ping. Because, you know, I think he just didn't have the control to, like, stop peeing. He was, like, two and change. I'm like, you can't just pee in the plant, dude.
Yeah.
You can't. Wow. And the guy goes, that's okay. That's all right. Don't worry about it. And then he goes, well, he's a lucky boy.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Moving on. I only have two left.
I'm
almost
to you.
Circumcising a penis affects sexual function.
False.
I don't know.
True.
It is false because the penises do not lose sexual sensation. It was just used to make sure no infections get underneath
that,
the foreskin.
I thought you lose sensitivity, though.
It's saying you do not. I do not know from experience. I do not have one. So, moving on.
I guess the only people who would know would be people who've gotten adult circumcised.
Yeah. I feel like that would be more painful.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think they do that.
They do.
Yeah,
that.
They do. Yeah, they do.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. True.
Okay. And lastly, a woman's hymen will break the first time she has intercourse.
False.
I don't know. I lost my virginity to a tampon, so I wouldn't know.
And Jill?
Wait, huh? Wait, what? Hold on. You lost? Wait, what?
True or false, yeah. A woman's hymen will break the first time she has intercourse.
Well, now I know it's false.
It is false, and Janice was right on the money for that, because strenuous activity, tampons, sex toys can break a hymen.
Yeah, mine was a tampon. I've never forgotten it. It hurt more than it should. I remember that.
Oh.
Wow.
Well, that's the end of my segment.
Wow.
I hope we all are a little more educated. I know I am. The picture here has a banana dipped in chocolate.
Did you learn anything, though? Did you learn anything?
I didn't learn anything. I'm sorry. I didn't. I don't know how this is going to help my life.
Well, that's because you're, you know, a nun.
Here's the last one, and I don't like talking about this one because no one does.
Oh, God.
But,
really? So you're going to tell everybody now.
Now I am.
Millions and millions of listeners
about
right now.
90% of the population has herpes.
What?
Yeah, I can
wait,
believe
wait,
that.
Wait. 90?
90. If you're combining oral and genital.
Oh, oral and genital, okay.
Yes, 90% of the population has herpes.
I believe that then, yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm. It and it's like, what is dormant. It, like 60% of the people never show a sign, right?
Yeah, ever.
Oh, they never show a sign?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Ever.
Which means you can't test for it either, like.
Unless you do blood.
And I think I'm pretty sure even if you do blood that you have to have had an outbreak for that to show.
Never show a sign. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. And they don't test for it in a regular testing thing unless you've had an outbreak because it's too expensive. And why test for it if you don't have sores?
Ooh.
So your average panel doesn't test for it.
Here comes Peter Cottontail hopping down the bunny trail. Hibbity hobbity. Yeah, I just can't.
Didn't get that one.
It's okay. I'm just trying to find a way to get out of this segment.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no
hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We are back, and Brandy has a question for you, Jill.
Hey, Brandy, what's going on, bud?
Not too much. How are you?
Good.
I am extremely excited and nervous, just to let you know.
Oh, it's all right, Brandy.
No, it's not. They're quietly judging you, as are all of the listeners.
No, I'm kidding. What's going on?
It's a small fear that I have. No, so my question is about small talk.
Okay.
And casual conversation. I am terrible at it, and I didn't know if you had any tips and tricks and, like, suggestions as to kind of roll with it, or, like, topics that are good to talk about with everybody.
Okay, well, first of all, let's not put a Band-Aid on the issue. Okay, why do you, give me some scenarios, and tell me why it bothers you.
Yeah, so I changed, a few years ago, I changed careers, and I'm kind of more on an upward trajectory. Before, I was kind of stationary with what I was doing, and I didn't really have kind of an end goal in sight. So I changed companies that I work for, and I'm more exposed to leadership now.
Okay.
So I see them kind of going, you know, on a day-to-day basis, like in the kitchen, getting coffee, and, like, I want to make myself kind of be more personable with them.
Okay.
And I overthink it. Mm. So, like, I want to have a conversation with them, and I want to just be like, hey, how's it going? Great, how are you? But that's usually the extent of it. It's like a 5-second conversation, and then I leave, and I'm kind of like, oh, well, that was kind of a dud for the day.
To be totally honest with you, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so I would not, and I'm just going to speak as a person who is potentially is in a leadership position, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't want or have time to make small talk. Mm-hmm. If I'm at dinner and I'm meeting you for the first time, then sure, I want to hear your funny stories. You know, I want to engage in a conversation. You know, that's kind of a different environment. They're very different environments. Like, if you're talking about networking, that's in my opinion, not at all the place for small talk. And
yeah.
I think that this is where you should read books like How to Win Friends and Influence People. Like, the book sold a million trillion copies. And it is about just putting yourself in their proximity, like learning the body language of kind of where to sit and turning towards them and learning how to listen, repeating the things they say, knowing their name. Like, That's more effective than like, how's the weather? Did you golf this weekend? Like in my mind, I'd be like, oh God, I can't get into a conversation about this with this girl. I got a phone call right now. Right, and it's annoying. And the thing is, like, I'm just being honest with you. So if you just see them and you smile, right? A smile, they're going to judge how well you present yourself. Are you clean? Are you well groomed? Do you present yourself well? Are you dressed appropriately? Are you well spoken? Are you smiling? What's the energy you're projecting? And what can you give them in that small exchange or interaction? If you're in the kitchen with them and you see they're making coffee, oh, here you go. I got yours. Oh, I grabbed you a water. Get the door. Smile. What can you give them? Like, not what can you take, as in like trying to they're like, oh, this kid's wasting my time. You know, they don't want to deal with that. I'm telling you.
Throw a pit that on them.
So that's a very different animal. And that's where I would turn around and say, you know, read books on that crap, because it'll tell you, like, remember this, remember that, remember something they said. Remember, you know, if you're sitting in a meeting, listen, pay attention, answer questions, have questions prepared, know about the company, make sure that you can add something. Always think about what can you add, what can you contribute, what can you add, what can you contribute, how are you being perceived, what image are you projecting? That's business. Small talk at dinner or on a date is a very different thing. And small talk, it's like, I'm not really, to be honest with you, I'm not a believer in small talk. I think it's small talk. AKA waste of time. Small talk. You know, if you're sitting with, let's say, your boyfriend and you're at dinner with his parents, then yeah, you're probably going to need to make conversation. But I still don't think it needs to be small. I would just, and you know what people want more than anything? And here's where you're safe. They like listeners. People like to talk about themselves.
Yeah, and that's definitely what I would categorize myself as. Like, I try to gear conversations to where the people are talking to me, and I'm more sitting there kind of nodding my head and just absorbing it than
actually fully and repeat engaging. There's all kinds of little techniques to that, like repeat what they say, right? You repeat what they say. Mm-hmm. You mirror their body language. You this, you that. Like, and there's a million little books out there that will help you, and the reason I think that they're important is because if you're leaning on those like a crutch in the interim and you feel like you have a go-to and you have a base of knowledge and you're not like, what do I do? What do I say? What do I do? What do I say? You will feel more comfortable automatically. But I just don't believe in small talk. So I don't think it's like, oh, the weather's nice. You know, if you're in an elevator and you feel like engaging in a momentary conversation because it's nice, fine. You know, like, yeah. I mean, I've, you know, get in an elevator with people. Oh, how are you? Oh, good. How are you? Oh, weather's crap today. I know, right? It's rained every day. Oh, okay, have a good day. Bye.
Right.
You know, but who cares? If you don't want to engage in that conversation, bury yourself in your phone if you're uncomfortable. You know, I mean, I would say smile. Just smile. Oh, hi. Good. Great. But, you know, with work, be really strategic and meticulous about the time that you're taking, why you're taking it, and what you're adding. You know, for me, I'm always looking at what are people adding to my life? How are they making my life easier? How are they helping me facilitate my job? What are they contributing? What are they telling me that I don't know? And that's what I care about. I, in a meeting, want to hear what you have to say. I don't need you to tell me about your weekend or ask me about mine. I don't give a shit. I'm busy, right? I mean, in truth, do you give a shit? No. I can't tell you how many times I've gotten in the car with a driver on the way to the airport, and literally with Nicole, she's like, they want to book you a car. I'm like, no car, no. Because all the way to the airport, I'm like, oh my God. And then your mom had a quadruple bypass when you were 10? You're kidding. And I don't want to be a bitch, but I don't care. I have a million emails I need to answer. You know, and that's the truth. I'm like, and you know, you do it to make them feel better and to listen, but you're like, this is an hour and a half of my life I'm never going to get back, and I have crap I need to deal with right now. I don't want to make small talk. I don't.
I would be a great driver for you. I would just sit there and not talk to you.
Honestly. You just make the niceties. Hello, how are you? Okay, good. Nice day. Okay. Anything I can get you? No? Great. And then if you're in a meeting, then yeah, I'm going to want to hear from you about your job.
Right.
I spent the weekend analyzing X, Y, and Z, and when I look at this, I see that there are areas where we could be far more efficient. Blah, 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 blah. Like a laser. You should use this to your benefit. Laser precision, girl. One of the things that I hear about all the time is that people who perceive they have these disabilities, right? We just did a segment on this, or learning disabilities or social, whatever. Mm. They're actually advantages. Because for me, like, my attention deficit makes me like, no, cut out all the bullshit and just, what is it that needs to happen? Mm-hmm. This, and this. Great. Like, it's like, and it's become almost an advantage of mine because I can just, I can't hear all the noise and the nonsense and the 50 pages of email and the explanation. I'm like, bullet it. What needs to get done? Boom, boom, boom. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for you, I actually think, like, this is a benefit. Learn the basics, but people want a smile. They want you to be clean. They want you to be well-groomed. They want you to know your shit. They want you to be prepared. And they want you to listen. And then they want you to illustrate that you've listened.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
It's definitely the path that I've been taking recently. But I didn't know if it was something that was expected of me, like to kind of like perform when I'm in a room alone with them, just as a
sweetie,
passerby, or just kind of go with it.
If you have this need, like you feel like you need to perform, that has nothing to do with work.
I feel awkward, like the silence, you know what I mean?
Everybody does.
That's true, and you feel like you need to fill space, right? And it's a tactic that journalists use all the time. They'll ask you a question, you'll answer the question, and then they sit there. And they wait for you to get uncomfortable and just start rambling. And they teach you in media training 101, answer the question and shut up. Yeah. Just sit there.
I really empathize with Brandy because I remember being in a situation with my partner at the time, and it was her and her best friend, and I wanted to be part of the conversation so much because I was just sitting there like a hunk of dough. And so I finally started adding to the conversation, and it was just like the worst thing. I just buried myself because they just, you know, it was so awful.
Yeah, but that's rude that they didn't incorporate you.
I know, but I get what Brandy's saying, that even if you are in that situation where you aren't incorporated, so you feel like I'm just going to say something and it falls flatter than a fetid fart. And it's like,
oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, but that's not fair. Like Heidi doesn't like to talk. She doesn't like small talk, right? So, like, we were at dinner with a couple of our friends the other night, and my friend's husband said, I love your Instagram. So Heidi has that Firelight Farms Instagram, and it's absurd because it's just Heidi, and Heidi's absurd, right? So he's like, I'm in the middle of, you know, the day at my office, and you're like, look at this black duck egg with more of a, you know, and then there's the duck in the background. It's, like, ridiculous. It's like Mr. Rogers has a farm, and, you know, he's like, narrate. He's like, I'm the farm. He's like, I'm the owner of the farm. You're the farm manager. Like, narrate for me what I can expect this month. Like, he knows how to engage her in things that make her feel more comfortable.
Right.
Like, and that's what cool people do. If people are purposely in a conversation, like when they speak a language you don't know, then that makes them an asshole. And it doesn't matter what you do or don't say.
That's right. And that's very true. You can tap dance all you want.
Yeah.
If they look at you like you're
they're not incorporating you from the beginning, or they're shutting you out, or it's, you know, you're the third wheel, like, it doesn't matter what you do or say. If they don't turn around, like, I will purposely look at the quiet one in the eye at the table when I'm talking, so they don't feel like, oh, I'm left out. Like, I look at them and we'll talk when I'm telling a story. Just so it's like, I look at you, I look at you, I look at you. I look at you, I look at you, I look at you. I constantly do that. If people don't do that, dude, that's not on you.
Yeah, it's very true.
You know, the job thing is a different thing. As I told you, present yourself well, be clean, be well-groomed, be appropriate, mind your own business, don't get caught up in office drama, make sure that you're prepared, have a smile on your face, and always try to contribute something. If you can't contribute, shut up. Sorry, say nothing. Don't listen and absorb. Fine.
Yeah.
Fine. And you know, but I do think, like, the need to perform, honey, that's coming from somewhere else. And that's that's something that's affecting your perception of these other experiences where you feel like, oh, there's this expectation and you know, sure there is within reason. Like what I just told you. Not like you should be, you know, you feel like you should be like a freaking stand-up comedian at the office. And that's just not, do you know what I mean? That's just not the case. In fact, a lot of times people, you know, charming is like a synonym for charlatan. You know, a lot of people don't trust people that are overwhelmingly charming.
Right.
Because they're going out of their way, and you're like, what's...
Yeah, what's your agenda?
That's your agenda.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so, but I would get, I would definitely start to look at, like, why you feel people expect things, why you feel you need to perform. I would read some real simple books, like Winning Friends and Influencing People, so you've got some go-tos, and I would learn to gradually and calmly sit quietly in that space and be a part of things without having to be the center of things or entertain. And once you start learning how to sit in the silence, it's interesting. They'll talk eventually.
Yeah, that's true.
They'll talk eventually, and if they don't, that's not your problem. You listen, you listen, you listen, you listen. And when they ask you a question, you answer it. And then stop talking.
Short and sweet.
I would suggest getting a scream pillow, just for shits and giggles.
Oh, yeah,
to
I
have
like
at
that.
Home. Just scream.
I don't know if I can do that at work, but maybe I'll go to my car.
No, don't. Please don't. Please don't. That is, no, don't do that at work. Yeah. But if you want to call Janice and just scream, you can.
That's all right. I can take it.
Yeah, she's old. She's losing her hearing anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try that. All right, bud?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. No, that's great. It's kind of comforting to hear that I don't really need to impress them every single time I see them.
Honey, and the more you try, the less it's going to work. Just if you feel uncomfortable, just be quiet and listen and have some fallbacks. That's going to be important. That's what I want you to have right now, fallbacks. That's why I want you to read those books, those simple go-tos that you're like, okay, when you start to feel panicky, you're like, okay, I can fall back on this. It's a crutch. But in time, you'll get more comfortable. And you focus on your job. You focus on what matters. When all else fails, just listen. Listen. Smile. Listen, smile. Eye contact, listen, smile. Body language. Fall back on the basics.
And think whatever you want inside your head. That's the funnest part. Sorry, I just wanted to help. I'm helping. Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you very much. That was very helpful.
Jesus, God. Okay. Don't forget to email us your questions. We want to talk to you at JillianPodcast@gmail.com.